Okay, you can continue then.
Okay, well, that's it. I wasn't involved to any great extent in sports. So.
What recreation facilities did they have on campus? You mentioned the Roorum and tennis court.
Handball court. And there was a campus where you could play football or baseball or soccer and so on. And there was a recreation, they had what they call a lounge, a recreational area, and there was a radio, and of course it was pre-television, so that was a factor. And there was a high school. Well, it was very Spartan. Certainly, the facilities were very limited for, we scrounge around, pick up some old chairs or something and furnish it that way. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the ladies' auxiliary at all?
Oh, yes.
Could you tell me about them then?
Well, it was just a group of, you know how it worked. They had a group of women who, the idea was they staged teas or they would raise funds for something, perhaps the faculty. They would outfit the faculty with suits or whatever, they were all, and I think they donated the odd prize at convocation, and I don't know how often they convened. But they were certainly factors in the social life of the university.
Could you tell me about your first impressions of the college building and kind of describe to me the different areas, like the floors and that sort of thing?
Well, It's hard to now I think I was 12 when I entered high school, and the building after being in a private home was gargantuan. The proportions were very impressive, but I don't know. I suppose my reaction was comparable to anyone going into a new environment.
Now, Mr. Alan Abraham told me that the high school students, they weren't allowed to go in through the front door, that they had to go in through the back.
Yeah, no one ever went, we never went in the front door.
Okay.
I mean, if you had a visitor as a boarder and you were called a parlor, the visitors would come up the front. And we never went up. There was a stairs, which was reserved, the exclusive reserve of the community when they would be going from the main floor at sea level to go to their quarters. They would use it. But we never, some daring adventure spirits would venture down and so on. But no, it wasn't the norm. There was always at the rear of the building, there was this door with they subsequently built a storm porch on it, and there was this pulley, this very, very heavy, and it required you'd have to expend considerable energy to get through the door, and then you to the left, to the right, were stairs leading to the basement, and then upstairs, you would keep on going upstairs to the classroom areas.
Okay.
But I can't imagine Al Abraham. What did he say that there were?
Well, he said that you used to go in, I guess there was a back door or a side door, and that the high school students had to go in that way. And they weren't allowed where the college students were, like in their classrooms. They had their own classroom upstairs.
Yeah, there were, simply because the high school was in one sector, the classrooms were separated, that's why there was no, but as far as an entrance, there was no such thing
as a
distinct entrance for college and one for high school.
Okay. Was there much interaction between the high school and the college students?
Well, it was such a small community, community that there was a certain, you saw them constantly, but there's no, now, for instance, in some of these, senior high hockey team would be, there would be people from college playing senior high. They would be freshmen. But, no, I wouldn't say there was that much interaction between the high school and the college as far as, but we all knew the starry hockey players and the college team and the gridiron heroes and the football field and that way, but we wouldn't necessarily socialize. It was natural. I mean, you get the situation in life too, where a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old isn't interested too much in associated with a 15-year-old or 16s.
Where was the chapel in the building?
When you went in, that's another thing. When you went in, there was this, on the left, there was this plaque in memory of Patrick Power, the generous benefactor whose name is immortalized in the library.
Mm-hmm. He was your great-grandfather, wasn't he?
Yes, and then he would go in. You'd go in, and to the right was a parlor. And then you just went a few steps beyond the parlor and went a narrow passage, and there was a chapel. It was, very minuscule. There was a small altar and so on. And of course, in the Brothers, we used to have a chaplain come over from Holy Heart Seminary, a Eudes priest, who would come over every morning for Mass. And,
And how many classrooms were there? Do you remember at all?
Oh Lord, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six. Seven. Eight. 9. I would say about 9 classrooms. That's college and high school.
Okay. Now, do you remember ever hearing anything about Stirling Castle?
Yeah.
Could you tell me what?
Well, I heard about it. It didn't exist in my time. It used to be on the corner of Windsor, and I was a student residence, and it was called after Brother Stirling, who was very much a part of the Brothers community.
Now, when that was there, would the students have slept in the college as well, or just in that one place?
I think so. You see, this is before. I could find out for you, because I have a friend who comes from that era. He's in his 90s, and I could ask him.
Okay.
I'm not sure whether the resident students were housed exclusively in Stirling Castle, or whether some of them were.
Now, I read in some of the yearbooks, now this is more before your time, sort of when Stirling Castle was around, that there was almost sort of different groups in residence, like the students would have a little, almost like a club, and call them by different names. So was there anything like that when you were there? Or you were just...
No, there would be... No, I would say. Well, like for instance, Borders would ice a hockey team, and they'd play against, say, Commerce or one of the other faculties. But mm-hmm. No, as far as I'm aware of any.
Okay. What effect do you think the education offered at St. Mary's had on your life?
Well, I would like to think that it developed my mind and provided me with certainly a background in literature and the various disciplines, but I don't know. I couldn't put a figure on the percentage or the extent to which it did, but I suppose any formation would have an impact of the formation.
Now, what was it like to come back to the Roby Street campus as a member of the faculty?
Well, there was a certain continuity because many of the people that I had known in Windsor Street when I was a student, an undergraduate, and came down here, there was a sprinkling of them that I had known, so it wasn't as if I were into a completely new milieu, so that it could have been much more marked and dramatic if that hadn't been the case.
Certainly the facilities were different, though.
Oh, well, yes, there's no comparison between the residence facilities and then the whole, because it was amazing how the faculty and those directing the institution on Windsor Street, how they were able to, despite the handicap of facilities, how they were able to function and operate with any kind of...
Did certain parts of the Windsor Street campus remain open even after they moved over here, like the labs? Some of the labs? No. Or everything moved over at once?
Yes, because then the building was used by St. Pat's, because St. Pat's had relocated. And before it was completed, before the building was completed, they lived used the old St. Mary's as a... I remember substituting up there in high school. It was strange because there I was in teaching in a classroom which had been the dormitory where I had stayed, you know, some years before.
It must have been different. What do you see as your connection to St. Mary's now? You seem to have stayed active with different groups.
Well, I'm an alumnus and I attend alumni activities, and of course our ranks are getting thinner and thinner, and now it's been, 58 years since I graduated. So there were 8 graduates in that, and there are 4 of us out of the 8, 4 of us, half the class is gone. So I suppose after 58 years that isn't a bad record.
Now, I've asked all my questions. Did you have anything that you wanted to add that I didn't ask you about?
No, I can't think of anything that might, might be of interest as such.
Well, I'm just going to turn this off then.
Okay.